היצם בשיור במדבר והכל יוידם שאין צריכם לחלל שבס. This is a key factor in this halacha. By a svine, there is a suffix. There's a possibility that it might come to Chilul Shabbos. The Svina and Shabbos, he might have to do Malacha. Here it is not a suffix. HaKol Yoidim Shem Srichem Lachalo Shabbos. If he's going with a caravan to a midbar, everyone realizes that there will be a necessity for Chilul Shabbos. Ki mipnei hasakone, because of the sakone to remain in the midbar, lo yuchlo la'akev b'midbar b'shabbos levadom, he will not be able to remain alone in the midbar. That means if the caravan is going, he will not be able to stay there. So the loch is like this: shloishes yomim kaidem shabbos, 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Asurim Lotzeis, they're not allowed to go out like we had by Yasvine. In these 3 days, it's Mutal Olav Lidoig, to be doig about the forthcoming Chilul Shabbos, which will come about. Uviyayim Rishayin Uvisheini Uvishlishi. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Mutal Lotzeis. If afterwards there'll be a sakone, v'yitztarech l'chalo Shabbos mibnei pikuach nefesh, he left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now in Shabbos there's a sakone which is mechayev chilul Shabbos, muta ve'ein kan chilul. He's not considered a machal or Shabbos. He went beheta, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah some amela. Now he's a matzav of onus, and there's no problem of chilul Shabbos. V'ha'ile, so, but al kaponim, the heter is only if he left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if he is going in this shayore letzayrech mitzvah, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. What? We'll see a Mishnah Berurah. Im nizdamna loy shayore, and he has a shayore that's going to Eretz Yisrael. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, afilu the first leaving erev Shabbos, abakiven the dvar mitzvahu, yochel ifreish. He could be pirish erev Shabbos, and they're going. Even though this will bring about a Chilul Shabbos, and it's less than 3. What? He's going to live to Eretz, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to a midbar now. So he's going to a midbar in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. Some nizdam loy shayor afilu be'erev Shabbos kivin the dvar mitzvah yochel ifreish. But since we'll see. Since this is 3 days before Shabbos, so we had before the same halacha by Asfina, Upaisik Imorim Lishbais. Before he goes out, he speaks to the head of the Shayore, I'm going under one condition, that you will not go Shabbos, you'll all remain in the midbar, we'll be together. And the one who is leading the Shayore agrees with him. That's a taich, there was a psike. Later, when they come in the midbar, he changes his mind. The one who's leading the shayore, and now he tells them, "Change my mind. If you want to stay here, you can stay here. Gesundheit. I'm going further. I'm not staying here Shabbos. Yochel leleches imoim chutz l'tchum mipnei pikuach nefesh." Now this inyan of Paisik Imoy, we had it before, but the inyan of Paisik Imoy makes that when I'm starting to go out, it's a suffix that I'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. because he told me that they're not going to go Shabbos. So Memele, there was a commitment. Yenis said they're not going to go Shabbos. Later, he changed his mind. But Bekitza, it's a suffix if I'll have to be Mechal of Shabbos. Without Poisik Imoy, so, or if he tells them, no, listen, I'm going to go on Shabbos, you want to go along with us, Gesundheit, if not, so then there'll be Avadai Chilul Shabbos, so then it's not permissible. That is the Heta of Poisik Imoy. They made up that they're going to not go on Shabbos. That's the place that came on the beginning of the trip. And later, if he changes his mind, he's permitted to go with them and be Mechalo Shabbos. Yochel Alechis Imoim Chutz L'Tchum. He's allowed to go now chutz l'tchum. That means if he's going on Shabbos, he's going chutz l'tchum. Mibnei pikuach nefesh. V'im nichnas le'ir achas b'Shabbos, he'll enter a city now in Shabbos, and he went chutz l'tchum. Mahalach eskulo, he's allowed to go the whole year, because since he did not do an issa, he was permitted to do what he did, so the Chazal did not counsel him that he can only walk taladames. Vafilu hinichu mechutz leir, afilu they left him outside of the ear. Vroitzel likonisler, now he wants to enter the ear. Mutter, the kivin, the dvar mitzvah, nofak, since he went for dvar mitzvah, yesh loy alpayim amah l'chol ruach, so yes, alpayim amah, he's allowed to enter the ear, because he had alpayim amah, because he was heilach beheta. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's first see the Mishnah. First, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Lechalor Shabbos, afilu beiser derabonon. That means he knows akol yoidim shem tzrichen lechalor Shabbos. That means if the iser derabonon, the being down from the rivosh. That means he'll have to ride on an animal, which is an iser derabonon. An iser deraisa could be hoyle chutz l'tchum. So he knows this. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not allowed to go with them. B'yom Rishon uv'Sheni uv'Shlishi kvar nisboyer hatam. What is the difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Mishum dehem nikroim al shem Shabbos he'ovar. These 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are mekusher to the previous Shabbos. And therefore, vein tzorech lehizoyer atosh layavodei chilul Shabbos habo. Now it is not mutol olov to be doyeg for the next Shabbos. Now, this is, that means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's a chiyav on him to be doyeg, to make sure he shouldn't be Mechalo Shabbos. But the first 3 days, it's not Mutal Olav. So Mameli is allowed to go out. And now he's in a matzav of Sakonis, he's allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. Ubikneses hagdoila kosa b'shem Ori ben Leiv. Now, the Kneses hagdoila brings down from the Ori ben Leiv, he's chaylik on the Mechaber. That means the Mechaber compared a Maflik Besvine, a Yaitse Besheo, to a Maflik Besvine, which the comparison is debatable. A Maflik Besvine is not Muchach that will be a Chilul Shabbos. The possibility. The Zichar will be a Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, the Ori ben Leiv holds the Yodeya Bevadai Sheyovei Lidei Chilul Shabbos. also af b'chiyai gavne. So afilu I'm leaving Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Mari ben Leiv holds it is also. V'chein kosav haradbas. So we have to know that what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that is mutter, that's what the Mechaber holds, the Ramah holds, but the Gdolei HaPoiskim, which are Chaylik on the Mechaber and the Ramah, him Amari ben Leiv and the Radbaz, Val Pize. So since there's already a Machloikis, it's not so poshut to go out. If you have a Mechaber, that's Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutter, but there are Gdolei HaPoiskim which hold that it is also. Val Pize Soimchim Achshov Shemisaknim ba'atzmon k'tzas shloy lechalol Shabbos kedoy shele ye'isa lemafreya alma shayot. So now let's explain this. They bring down from Rav Moshe as follows. Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe says pshat in this Radbaz as follows. The din is a person is not permitted to, if he's in a mokim of sakone, not to be mechalo Shabbos. He'll be from. He won't be mechalo Shabbos. Chas v'sholem, he's a sheifach domim. A person who's in a mokim of sakone is mechuyiv to be mechalo Shabbos. There's no frumkai. But here it says, let's just say the words. Here it says, there are other people that since the Mari ben Leiv and the Radbaz holds, you're not allowed to go. So when they go into the Midbar, they're machnis themselves in the Sakone, because the Radbaz holds they were not permitted to go out on Sunday in order to be with a cheshbon of chilul Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says there are certain matzovim which depend on the ruach ha'odom. That means there's a person that's brave and not scared, and there's another person that's very timid, and the halacha depends on his ruach. That means like this: a person is in a midbar and he hears the lions roaring in those, and he has heart palpitations, and if he'll stay there two more minutes, forget about the lion, he'll have a heart attack. So memela, this person in this matzav is in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So memela, so he's allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. They're going, he goes with them. He rides the horse, he goes with them. There's another person who in this matzav, eshrek sich nicht. He's talking, we're not talking about that the lion is he hears roaring. So there are people that betivam, they're not scared. This doesn't scare them. They hear the noises and they're not scared. So by them be'emison, if he's in this matzav ruach at the present time, I don't have to be mechalo Shabbos. So because it's not a sakana yet, you hear roaring. Good. So there's roaring. So, but it's not. It is not to say that roaring of a lion spells out pikuach nefesh is not muchach. But it matters what your matzav ruach is. If you're very timid and very afraid, it could be for you. It is a matzav of pikuach nefesh. If you're not afraid, so in this matzav it's not called pikuach nefesh. That is what they're saying, that other people since lemaise, it is not so poshut that one was permitted to go out Sunday if there'll be a vadai pikuach nefesh. So other people, they only go out if they know that not in all matzovim there'll be mechalo Shabbos. That means if they know by themselves that listen, I'm going out, there's a Mari ben Leiv that holds it also. So I'm going out with a ruach of braveness that I won't on any small thing be mechallel Shabbos. So memele, so then already it comes out. So it's not avadai pikuach nefesh. So memele, we have this heter. That's what Ramosha says. If it's avadai sakon, there's no room kind not to be mechallel Shabbos. You see the line in front of them, and all of them are moving, and he'll stay there. That's well, we're not speaking about that, but we're speaking about a matziv that depends on his ruach. So other people, when they go out, when they're soymech on the mechaber, but they want to take into consideration the shitas Mari ben Leiv and the Radbaz. If they went out, given this Chav Zayin, this is going on, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, allowed to go out. Later will come out a matziv of pikuach nefesh, given the memele nisbav hadovah libesoiv. Now it came out, he went out better. And later they came out, uba'inish of pikuach nefesh, ein kan chilul. So there's no chilul Shabbos, you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Now I'm in a matziv of sakon, I'm allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Uposhet, the lekulei alme, but afilo according to the machaber, also loy lahavtiach l'shayore be'eishe yishtatef imam sheyisayim be'eize asiyas meloche b'shabbos. If he's given a questionnaire before he goes out on Sunday, and he's given a questionnaire, listen, we're going out, that each one is mekabel on themselves, that Shabbos you're going to do whatever it is, a meloche, in order. And that's the only way they'll accept him in the Shayore. If he is masking before that he's going to do a malache, but there's a commitment already. Here he's committing himself. Listen, that's everyone goes out. We have this commitment that everyone has to be mishtatev to do certain things on Shabbos. Vafilu malache derabonon, if they demand a commitment, av shal yedei zet is batel hanesiyah shaloi, the only way he could go with this shayore is by committing himself that he'll do a malache derabonon. And if he won't commit himself, they won't take him along. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. Or whatever it is, if it involves a commitment before going out that he's saying, I'm looking to be mechallel Shabbos, that is awesome. Now the Mechaber said that this condition that we need, that should be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's if he's going ledvar harishus. But if he's going ledvar mitzvah and he gives a moshul oile l'eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to leave even Friday. Now, what is the taich oile l'eretz Yisrael? Yesh oimrim. Others say, Dine davki kedei l'hisyashebo. He's not going to visit Eretz Yisrael. He's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. That is, there's a mitzvah of Yishev Ha'oretz. So if he wants to go to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shayor is going Friday, so this is a loch of a dvar mitzvah, and he's allowed to go. V'yesh oimrim, and others say, dafilu almenas lahachzer. Afilu, he doesn't have an intent to live in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to visit Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael. Da lahalech bo hiluch arba ames nami ava mitzvah. To walk dalet ames in Eretz Yisrael is also a mitzvah. He wants to be mekayim this mitzvah. He doesn't have an intent to live in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a mitzvah of hiluch dalet ames. So others hold that this is also called the Dvar Mitzvah, Befrad Lefima Shehekel Remo Besoif HaSimim Bago Vadi De Gam Zehu Bechlar Dvar Mitzvah. Upoisek Imohem Lishbois, but he makes up with them that Shabbos, we're not going. We're going to stay in the midbar together. Vahapsike hu liikuve. So even though by asfine, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, he went over to the captain. He says, listen, I'm going on the ship, but I want to make up with you. Shabbos, the ship isn't going. The captain says, I'm not crazy. I'm not asking. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Meika, then you're allowed to go. It's a mitzvah to be poisik. Listen, if he's not, he doesn't want to be maskim, you're permitted to go. It's only a mitzvah balma. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskin by Yasfine. But over here in the Bir Aloche, he takes into consideration that there are poiskim that hold that the whole thing is osir. This is the Radbaz, the Mribin Leib, the whole thing is osir. So here he holds the psike is liikuve. That means the psika will make it for a suffik al kaponim. I make up with the head of the caravan. I make up with him that listen, we're all going to stay together Shabbos in the midbar. And he says yes. So al kaponim, it's a suffik. So then you're allowed to go. But if he tells you I have no intentions of staying in the midbar, so here the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that he's not allowed to go. And I think, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Aloche feels, that's why he's machma over here. So if not only afilu Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he'll also have to be poisek imoim, in order that it should be a suffik pikuach nefesh and not a vadai pikuach nefesh. Now I saw a very interesting psak from Rabbi Eliashiv. There was a person in concentration camp that was meiser nefesh himself to make a sukkah. But pshat is like this. He wanted to eat a kezayis in a sukkah. If the Nazis would find him eating in the sukkah, they'd kill him. That's poshik. But he had a cheshbon. He's going to make a sukkah right before the shkiyah, or make a sukkah. The first night he wanted mekay mitzvah sukkah. He's going to make a sukkah right before the shkiyah, and as soon as it becomes night, he's going to eat a kezayis, and then he's going to take apart the sukkah. So the heta to take apart the sukkah later is because they see the sukkah, that's the end of him. So in Yontif or in Shabbos, that after Tzeisa Kechovim, if the sukkah will be standing an extra 5 minutes, that's Zichra Asakone. So he Zichra has a heta to take it apart, even though it involves malachis. The shaila was he allowed to do this? Was he allowed to erev yontev to make the sukkah, knowing that as soon as I make the sukkah, I'm going to eat that kezayis, I'm going to take it apart, and I'll be mechalo Shabbos and yontev. Was he allowed to do this? So Rabbi Eliashiv said yes. Was allowed to do it. So l'chayra, I thought, this is mamish, this din over here. This is mamish, this din. This is doing this for a dvar mitzvah. He knows, this is like the mechaber al kaponim. He knows that he'll have to, yedei bevadai, shetzorich l'chal of Shabbos, but he's doing for a dvar mitzvah. L'chayra, according to the mechaber, it's yichamuta. Here we don't have the poisekim on. I mean, here there's avadois. According to the mechaber, he doesn't stel to anything. Abul Yashiv said it was mutter. He was allowed to make the sukkah, and later, in 5 minutes after Tzeis HaKrom, he's allowed to take it apart because it's because nefoshes. But lechayre, it's a tzustel to this halachim. Yochel leches imis yorei. So now, if now he's in the Midbar, and they're going, they told them they're going to stay there. Now it comes the Shabbos, they're in the Midbar, they're going. So what does he do? Should he stay there alone? So he says, Yochel Aleches, Imis Yori Lis'ake Bamidbar. He's scared. So what could be? Now the Mishnah Berurah enumerates the problems which could occur to remain alone in the Midbar. Shema Yivkishu Boichai Yisrois. One, maybe, listen, he's in a Midbar, so maybe a Chayiro will meet up with him, which is not, which is very dangerous. Or Yivku boy, listen, or maybe in a Midbar there's murderers, there's robbers. V'yigzulu mimenu behemtei, they'll take away his behemah. V'lo yuchol aleches beraglov. Listen, they'll take away the behemah, he won't be able to go, v'yistakim. Or yikru momoinai, or they take away his money. V'lo yuchel ahach yeses atzme b'midbar. We won't have any money and be left without money. So this also. Or she yikru mimenu marbushov bizman hakir. Or they'll take away his clothing. He has a warm coat and it's freezing outside, and they'll take away the coat from him. So, kulam hu bechlal sofik pikuach nefesh umutalei lechimom. So he said the chshoshes which could occur remaining alone in the Midbar. He has five chshoshes over here. All these things, it's not muchach, but all these things are possible. This is called sofik pikuach nefesh. So I'm permitted to go with them and to be mechalo Shabbos. I just cleared the ha'ore. There's a bakanta maise with the stipler Zechayna Levroche. The stipler was in the Russian army, and there was one time he had to be on guard. Leil Shabbos, he had to be on guard. He was in the army. That was no shaila. And the soldiers had to stay outside in Russia. It was very cold, so there was a coat that the soldier wore. And after when the next soldier came, so the soldier took off the coat and gave it to the next soldier. The next soldier should have the coat. It was a coat that was shared from one soldier to another. Fine. This was Leil Shabbos, and the soldier who was before him took the coat and put it on a tree. And then the stipler comes and he sees the coat is on the tree, and there's a shaila, there's an isa derabonon to be mishtamish b'ilam, to take off the coat. To take off the coat is an isa derabonon. So he didn't know what to do. This is a merdeka maisa with the stipler. So he said like this: 10 minutes I can be without a coat. So he waited. So he waited 10 minutes, and he went through the whole night with 10 minute intervals. Each time he was going for 10 minutes, and he went through the whole night without taking off the coat. Lamaisa became deaf because of this. This maisa, that's why the disciple was deaf, was because of this maisa. Now I just was thinking, here it says that if yikru mimenu marbushov bizman hakoyer is called sofik pikuach nefesh. So I don't know how this stems with the stipulus, either one of the two. Either pshat is sofik pikuach nefesh, it's sofik pikuach nefesh, it's mutter lechalo Shabbos, but there's no chiyuv. So it's mutter leilechimoyim, but sofik pikuach nefesh. But could be, the sofik pikuach nefesh is a heter. So, but you could be mekel, but you could be machmer. Or could be there was a different case. We can't be medama the cases. Maybe the case over there wasn't sofik pikuach nefesh. I don't know. Klo chutz l'tchum. What'll be? You'll have to go chutz l'tchum. Vuadin chutz liyud beiz mil. If he goes in the Midbar on Shabbos, He could be going chutz liyud beis mil, which is tchumim derais and amishori, at sheigia lemokim she'ein sham shuv shash sakonas nefoshes. V'yiporeid mehem, that means he leave the midbar, he went chutz l'tchum, which was an isa derais, because man to remain in the midbar was pikuach nefoshes. They left the midbar, now he could separate himself from this shayore because now it's no more pikuach nefoshes. Now he lost the heter pikuach nefoshes. V'yish b'isham, so b'shoiv is there. V'yesh loy misham alpayim l'chol ruach, and he has a heter to go 2,000 ames l'chol ruach because he went b'heter. V'im nichnas. And it says of him nichnas liir achas b'shabes, so he's allowed to go the whole year. The kivin the ba'inis yotza chutz l'tchum b'pnei pikuach nefesh. The whole reason he went was alzoinis. V'gam b'tchilosay mirshus nofak, he was allowed to leave. He left either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or he left for a dvar mitzvah, so memela is, that's called, there was yotze beheter and finished. The cause of Amogin Avram, the davke kshaholach lidvar mitzvah gemure, davke if he went lidvar mitzvah gemure, then we will be makel that he's allowed to go. We have to finish the simen. The that means you need a dvar mitzvah gemur, and we have to end the simon to see what is nichtas ledvar mitzvah gemur. The kivin to ledvar mitzvah ya'avim yotze mitchila ledvar rishus av sha'ato yemutu leleches imoim chutz letchum mibnei pikuach nefesh. He went from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for advar rishus. See, even though now he was in the massive of pikuach nefesh, Yizichah is permitted to go in the midbar with them. Mikom bokim kivin sha'ova mitchila al das chachomim b'meshe yotza toich shloi sheyomim. He wasn't allowed to do this. If he left Wednesday for advar rishus, is hareyu kishal yoytz chutz l'tchum that did not have a heter then le'elah b'ames. Vim yotzo koydim shloisha yomim, but if he left b'het, he left on Tuesday, afil advar rishus, given the hashto yitzoich losim nepikuch nefesh, yesh lo yapayim amal l'charuach mashkosav simen tov zayim. Oit kosav. Dimholach toich shloisha yomim, he went ledvar horishus from Wednesday, which he wasn't allowed to do. Mivnei shesova shemutalei lech toich shloisha yomim. He was a shoygik, havilei shoygik, v'yeshle apayl amal choruach v'herin kosovu sharei achoynim. Now let us finish the simen. Hago, yesh oimrim shekol mokim she'odam hoylech l'schoire, he's going for business, oy lirois pnei chaveiroi choshev akol dvar mitzvah, he wants to see his chava, which is amir de kechidish, that's also called a dvar mitzvah, yedidis, achtis, ve'ein ei choshev dvar horishus rak she'hoylech l'tayl, he's just going for the journey, then it's called advar rishus. But if he's going for parnose, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is called advar mitzvah, and he has a heter to leave from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. V'arkein nogu biktsas mekoymeis lahokel binyan haflogis hasvine valiche shayore valiche shayore shloisha yomim. That means if it's not letail, they have reason. reasons for their going. You can't be moicha oil b'yeshlem al mashi is moichu. There are poiskim which I make on. That we had before the Mishabur Botan the Mognavrom, that to be matter, if he went chutz l'tchum, to be matter to apay mama, we won't be matter for such a dvar mitzvah. Lischoire, but al kaponim there are mekil methodi, he was allowed to do it. Afilu yeshloi, amur de kechidish, afilu yeshloi mezainis, he has food. Yes, food. V'hoylech l'schoire l'harvoche. He's going l'schoire, wants to have a better panose. That's also called a dvar mitzvah. V'ligvois mois meine yehudi shulchoile, koloi sheine goises, le'mikri pseida vadois. What is, he's not going, he's going, there's a guy that owes him money, the guy is sick, so he wants to make sure that'll meet up with the guy before the guy dies, and I'll never get the money. So this the Mogen Avrom holds that it is also, unless he's a guy says, V'lei Rabbe, meiko b'zeh, V'delei gore mohilech l'schoire, V'al keimut al aflik avur zeh b'ter shloi sheyomim, V'ayin l'kama se mishin l'amates, Mogen Avrom siv koten yudim ha-mishtabur ha-shom, V'aliche sheyore, V'das Mogen Avrom b'shem kama poiskim, V'aliche sheyore ein lokon. That's what he said before. To be soimach on this kula, to say such a dvar mitzvah, to parnos in this, by a sfine one could be makel, but by a shayore, that there are poiskim which are choylik on the mechaber, so he says you're not allowed to go out. Vein limchois, if the b'mokim shenogu, ein limchois. Aval b'mokim sheloi noagu lahokul, ein kedai lechatchila lahokul, it's once zicha not be mekul, the kamer poiskim soivrim, the be'inin mitzvah gemure, you need a mitzvah gemure. So if the minik ha'mokim was that they were soimach on these poiskim, he could ein limchois. But if there was no such minik, he should name on this psak, it's not kedai to be mekul, because there's many poiskim who are chaylik.
What's the Shabbat, the 12 mil? What's the